The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
This is the unofficial Robins Podcast. Remember to share, like, and subscribe. Now, here's your host, James the Captain Birdseye.
A very good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good from wherever you're listening from. I'm James, Captain Birdseye, and this is indeed the unofficial Robins. Really great to have your company. We are at Tonbridge Angels. It's a National Division South side in the FA Trophy against Bracknell Town. And all is crossed. It's going to be a very, very difficult game for us today. But we will see how we do. But got a great squad and a great team. We've got Paul Bromley. No, it's not Paul Bromley. Steve the Gaffer Witty with the team news coming up right after this. It's the unofficial Robins Podcast. We are at Tonbridge Angels in Kent. Say hello to everybody. Hello to our wonderful listeners, people.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, listen to that plethora of fans that we've got here at Tonbridge in the FA Trophy, of which Mr. Gaffer Witty is trying to find the team sheet. He's got it. So, yes, read us the team sheet, dear Tom.
Yeah, no real surprises today. I would probably describe this as probably our strongest starting lineup. Michael Ecott in goal, Jack Dean, Burden, Fraser, and Bayliss as captain at the back. We've got Ashley Lodge, George Knight in the centre, Joe Grant on one side, Cameron English on the other, Daryl Sanders playing number 10, and Jordan Esprit playing up top as number 9. On the bench, we've got Cook, Mikael Platt, Usu, Sani, Cheshire, and Gota Braithwaite. Come on, you Robins.
Come on, you Robins!
And here we are at half-time. This is the unofficial Robins. And I'm glad to say, Bracknell's performance today versus what we saw on Tuesday, two completely different teams. It's Tonbridge 1, Bracknell 2, and genuinely, we've deserved it. I've got Paul Pomeroy with me. Paul, what's your views on that first half?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. I think that, you know, we came out strong, came out quickly like we normally do. Got a goal after about 3 minutes. Daryl Sanders, great work by Joe Grant. It's a 3G pitch, which I think really suits our style of play. You can see they're a decent side, but to be honest, they didn't really create anything for the whole game. We certainly held our own and created more chances. Got the second goal. It was an own goal, but I think it was coming. It was just disappointing to concede right on half-time. It's given them that little bit of a boost going into the second half.
Yeah, fully agree. Yeah, that goal just on, well, literally almost on the half-time whistle there. A little bit of a disappointment there. But look, we've done well that half. And I think a big mention to the fans. I think quite a bit of a sing-song there, Paul, wasn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, again, we've come somewhere where there's a little bit of a sort of bit of terracing, cover terracing, which helps. And yeah, we certainly enjoyed ourselves. And I think going into the second half, hopefully we can help the guys see it through.
And we've got more drums than them. Come on, you Robins.
It's the unofficial Robins Podcast, and I am very, very pleased to say that we are through to the next round in the FA Trophy.
And it's Tonbridge 2, Bracknell 4!
Yes!
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 And we more than deserved it. So I've got a couple of fans here. Come on then. Who wants to make a comment? They're all running off! They're all running off! Wait there. I've got just the man.
What do you think?
Unbelievable. Passion.
Oh.
That's
passion! 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 We haven't heard that one for a while. So what do you think of that second half performance then, James?
It was just all us, wasn't it? I mean, the whole time, and Mr. Grant was absolutely fantastic. Just in our half the whole time.
And if you look at what Mikel, what couple hitting, what was it? One in the crossbar, one in the hit in the post.
Yeah, there was a lot of woodwork.
A lot of woodwork. And he set up. What was it? He set up that fourth goal as well, did he not, Mikel?
I wasn't looking at the time.
You wasn't looking at the time.
I don't know. Okay. Maybe he was.
And I think a special mention to the fans today. I think. What do you think, guys? Special mention.
We've all lost our voice, haven't we? Because the drummers have been amazing, absolutely fantastic. Sue's a triangleist as well. We've had a triangleist. And Rachel on the triangles. And, of course, Sarah with the cymbals as well. I've got to say, we are the greatest fans in the world.
Come on, you Robins. Right, here we are, unofficial Robins, and we're at the end of the game here after a fantastic 4-2 win for Bracknell, and I'm with Mikel Platt, and I've got to say, Mikel, you were unlucky not to score at least one today. What do you think of your performance there?
I'm unlucky. It was a good performance, though. I'm glad I came on and I was able to affect the game. The boys had to dig in, and I felt like me coming on, I gave us that extra little bit at the end when we was starting to get a bit tired. Tonbridge had scored. Overall, really pleased.
Yeah, I agree. And that one that hit the crossbar, Mikel, when that hit left your foot, you must have thought that was top corner.
Honestly, when I hit it, I was already thinking about my celebration. it was unlucky. What a strike.
And did you set up the last one? Was that right?
The last one. Yeah, Grantley's goal. Yeah, I set it up. Got it out wide. I tried to take on my man, but realised I had a bit more time. So, yeah, I just took another touch and hung it up. Luckily, Grantley was there to finish it off.
So what was the difference then? Tuesday night's game against today's, what do you think the difference was? Because that was a marked difference performance.
No, definitely. I can't put my finger on what it was, but I think just on Tuesday, the way the game went, yeah, he just wanted it a bit more than us. We wasn't at it throughout the game, but today we wanted to put things right for ourselves and the fans, and I felt like everyone done that.
Yeah, superb. And of course, it's a cup game, and it's big teams coming in now. Okay, and I always used to say this of the FA Cup. Who do you fancy, Mikel?
I don't mind. I just want a big boy, the biggest team you can get. I like playing against big teams. I like going to leagues above us and causing upsets. So yeah, hopefully we get a big team.
Yeah, superb. Look, great game today, Mikel. Well done. Great result.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
It's the unofficial Robins podcast. I'm with Steve the Gaffer Witty. The whole day, it's Sunday evening here in the UK. In different places, as always. Steve, a very, very good evening to you.
Evening, James. How are you feeling after that yesterday, then?
I'm just ecstatic. I've just seen the fantastic video by Mattitude, the highlights on his great YouTube channel. They've been making lots of noise. I've got to say, I didn't realise I was quite so loud. Even for me, I was like, oh, goodness, that mic does pick me up quite loudly. Just a sensational, sensational result, wasn't it?
It was great. It was great. What a great day to be a Robins fan. I suppose particularly coming after Tuesday as well. I think we all understand. I think the reason that you would rotate a squad, and everyone wants to be included in the starting 11. But I think we got it wrong on Tuesday. But I'll tell you one thing: Carl and Jamie definitely didn't get it wrong yesterday.
Absolutely, and we're never going to get perfection. We know that as a club, and there will always be slight decisions that maybe we wouldn't do or a fan wouldn't do, or whatever. But that's why a manager's a manager, and they've got to manage. And my word, the quality of football that we saw. I mean, it was literally like if there was a Bracknell D team on the other night. And my goodness, that was the A1 team that we saw yesterday.
Yeah, I think do you know what I think we've got a pattern to our play, where we end up with what sort of a real strength in the middle of the park, okay, and then we've got sort of a pacey front three, two wingers and a pacey front man, and then a nice creative number 10 just sitting in the space behind the front man. That formation works for us, and that's the formation we played yesterday. And, you know, Daryl Saunders played the number 10. Fully respect, by the way, that, you know, we've got other players who want to get into the side and things, but I don't think we've got cover in all of them positions to enable us to play that sort of formation. And if we're going to bring new players in and play them out of position, we do have to change that formation, which we didn't on Tuesday. But yesterday, look, everyone was in the right position. Genuinely, I think we you know, we, well, I think as fans, I think we were quite up for it ourselves. I think we wanted to show the players that we felt Tuesday was just a blip and really make them feel that the moment they came onto that pitch, that genuinely we were 150% behind them, didn't we?
Yes, absolutely. And I must say, I do think it has a huge benefit having the sort of the covered roof. I don't know if we had it in Tiverton. I think we had it in Tiverton, if I remember rightly. And we had it here, and it was incredible. I actually went out at half time to go and get something from the car, and or just after half time they there was a huge roar, huge banging, and I thought, oh great, oh flipping it, Tom Bridge has scored. And then, you know, suddenly looked on the watch and no, we've scored. I thought, oh my word. And suddenly I heard this screaming of Bracknell, you know, Bracknell, and it's like, I don't know how many of us there were, but nothing compared to the amount of fans they had. And just that we were in such good voices. And I think it makes a huge difference with the drums as well, the atmosphere. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, I think we make more noise than our little number should really, shouldn't it? And, you know, we started, I think, from the get-go, and so did the team. What was it? 4 minutes in, wasn't it? Literally straight out the blocks, sharp as we always were. What was it? Joe Grant, I think it was, who came in on the left-hand side, despite the fact he was playing on the right. Ball came across. Keeper just parried it away. And there was Daryl Saunders just to knock it in. And we were sort of 1-0 up, literally, within minutes of this kickoff of the game. You know, what a start. And I don't know what your view was. I think we bossed the first half.
I did. I thought we came out with quite a press significantly in the first half. I did get nervous, you know, as we always do in terms of when you have a first half like that. Because, you know, all the time earlier in the season, it was all about coming out in the second half and really performing. So it was a bit of a nerve-wracking time. But we really played well. I didn't think Tom Bridge played badly at all. I think all credit to them. I just think that the level of play that we had, Michael between the sticks as always, was just fantastic. And we should be so proud to go and play a National League Division South team like that and receive that kind of that result and that kind of play is just astounding.
Yeah. And do you know what? Where I thought we bossed the game, particularly in the first half, was in that centre of the pitch. George Knight, after his, I'll call it his little bit of a rest on Tuesday night, he was not going to let anyone get away with anything in the middle of that park, I don't think, on Saturday. Mm. He was bullying them. And with Ashley Lodging alongside him, who just tidies up so well, reads the play, distributes so cleanly. You know, I genuinely thought them two really gave us a real great platform for what was, you know, I think, you know, our pace and our creativity across the front to really play. It was no surprise we went 2-0 up to me. Their number five, what was it? Number five, their captain, who scored the O goal. Didn't he take it well, by the way?
Oh, he did. Yeah, he did, bless him, because, you know, we were sort of singing thank you and shoot every time, and yeah, can we sign you up? And he was great. Proper
proper great non-league banter, you know, and you know, none of this sort of nastiness that we've seen now in the press and other stuff. You know, he had a good grin to him, and yeah, it was lovely, and we laughed, he laughed, you know. It's just one of those things, you know. It can happen to anyone, but he did take it very well, bless him.
Yeah, he did. And I don't think, by the way, you know, 2-0 at half time wouldn't have flattered us. No. But unfortunately, Jordan Greenwich, I think he got 2 goals on the night, I think, and that was his debut. So fair play to him. He scored literally with what, almost the last kick of the half. And I think it all left us, what, a little bit nervy at half time?
Oh, definitely.
Despite the fact we dominated.
Yeah, I was worried that it might have been a situation that, yes, we would sort of end with a draw at full time and then move towards straight to penalties, I think it was, wasn't it? So there was a bit of a concern with that, but I did not need to worry.
Well, we've got Jordan Esprit, so we don't need to worry.
No.
And what was it? 4 minutes in, 49th minute. There he is. Pop. There. Nicely. Yeah, he likes a goal. Well, I think that was probably he likes a goal pretty much every game, doesn't he? So no,
at the moment, he scored.
Into, the only thing I was a little bit nervous with, I think he went off injured, and I thought, oh my God. And the next thing is he appeared amongst the fans dancing like a madman.
Yes.
So I'm assuming the injury's not too bad, I hope.
Yeah, he said it was a little strained. So he did seem to be okay, I think. So that was all good. Yeah. He's scored his goal. His work is done. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'll go and join the fans now and have a little dance. And all respect to him, you know, they're little moments that fans don't forget either, you know. And it's great as well that, you know, hopefully, you know, we like to make our players feel loved at our club, don't we?
Oh, we do. And you know, they are so appreciative. And you know, we're so appreciative of them. Just a really, really great performance. And I think what was so nice about it was that, in terms of the expectation was obviously that we were going to lose that game. Totally thought that would be the case. But I really just hoped okay, that we put in a good shift so it wouldn't be that sort of negativity that unfortunately we had to give. I mean, there's no question we had to give it, you know, as we saw it the other night on the Tuesday in the league. Mm-hmm. And I was just concerned that might be the case. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, well, then 2 games like that, it's going to feel very, very difficult to sort of get going, get buzzing. So I was just hoping, OK, they'll put a good shift in. Yes, we'll probably lose. But, you know, good clap them off and then move on to the league. But no, they weren't going to have that. They weren't going to accept that. They came out and they came out of those blocks, and they should all be very, very proud of the performance that they gave. It was pure entertainment. It really was.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, we give Jordan Esprit lots of accolades. You probably noticed I tried to get, well, I made sure I got Mikel Platt as the interview this week.
Mm.
Do you know what? I thought the 30 minutes he come on, genuinely, he should have scored. Well, he should have had at least 1 goal.
Mm. It
worked twice. He set Joe up. And genuinely, you know, we saw him on out on the wing on Tuesday, looked a little bit out of sorts. 30 minutes yesterday, he was as unplayable as Jordan can be. Genuinely, I thought the lad played superbly. You know, part of the reason why I wanted to particularly grab him is literally, you know, Daryl Saunders, by the way, was my man of the match. I thought he really played that number 10 well, really pivotally. But Mikel Platt, for me, an absolute mention. I thought he had a cracking 30 minutes.
Mm. No, absolutely. Just a fantastic game. And we're going to be finding out, is it before the England game tomorrow? Or is it before?
No, it is. So, you know, after a nice, I suppose, comfy 4-2 win against a Conference South side, you know, and National League South. I'm an old boy, me, aren't I? You know, I would call it comfy, but of course it wasn't. But, you know, it was as comfy as a game against a top league team can be.
Mm.
And of course, hopefully, all the little blips of Tuesday night and all the lessons learned now put behind us. We've now got third round of the FA Trophy, the Isuzu FA Trophy.
Yeah.
Paul, I can get a company car as well, if I can say it enough times. Isuzu,
okay. Yes. Yeah, we're going to keep saying it, yep.
I think the draw is about 3:30, I think it is, on Monday, so we'll get to see who we play. But yeah, no, look what, and it's the first time in our history we've got to that. So looking forward to that. I'd love a conference side. Maybe, what do you reckon? Dorking, maybe?
Dorking would be incredible, of course. Who else is in it? I don't know who else is in it.
Oh, well, to be fair, it's all the National League sides, isn't it? So you've got people like Wrexham, you've got people like...
Well, I want to go to Wrexham because that's likely to possibly be on TV as well. The Americans, you know, with Disney Plus and Ryan Reynolds. Yes, I might have a word with him. He might let me into his corporate box, you know. Will Farrell.
You might let him into yours.
Well, yes, exactly.
Your cardboard box.
Well, yes, it would be. Yes, yeah. It's not going to be quite the same. I mean, as Ryan Reynolds is, but yes, you never know. So we've got that coming up, and then our next game is in the league, isn't it?
I think it's Hendon away on Saturday, isn't it? So we get a Tuesday off.
Right. Yep. Yep.
And I think that's us on to the next step. Before we actually talk about one other player, I just wouldn't mind mentioning Sean Fraser.
Okay, Sean Fraser.
He played 90 minutes yesterday.
He did.
I think he's gone a little bit under the radar. He sort of crept into the club without us really massively noticing. I don't know if the club even put an announcement out about him, but genuinely, I thought his calmness, his reading of the game, I think he's one to keep an eye on. I'm not sure if we've... what I'm going to try and do is next game or the next couple of games, I'll try and get an interview with him.
Yes.
I'd find out a little bit more. But I thought of the back alongside Dan Bayliss, I thought he had a good game as well.
Well, we will try and do that. And that's what we always try and do here on the Unofficial Robins. And of course, let us know as well what you would like to happen. We always like that. You can contact us so easily at Unofficial Robins on Twitter and also on the Facebook page as well. The Unofficial Robins Facebook page, do a search for that. There's loads of us on there now. And even if you're not in the Brighton Forest area and you're just a non-league fan or interested in non-league football, that's fine. Come and join us. Not a problem at all. We'd love to have you. Also, check out the Pomcast, of course, for any away games, our sister podcast with the Poms. You've got Paul Pom, Sarah Pom, and Sarah without an H Pom as well, which I dare say you would have heard for all of the public houses on the way and transport routes and all the things that you need to know on away games. And furthermore to that, check out our dear friend Mattitude, who does great vlogs as well on YouTube of all the Bracknell Town games. So until next time, it's ta-ta from me.
And good night from him.
Good night.